Yo, we're back. This is the Phallic Whitey and my esteemed partner, Montana fishing guide, Brandon Booty.
What up, everyone?
Booty. How are you?
I'm great.
You're back.
Yeah, great back. Nice weather.
I love your shirt.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I fucking mean that. I love your shirt.
I like the jersey Emmitt Smith shoe.
Well, you know about Emmitt.
Yeah, yeah. He's okay. One of the goats.
Correct. He is a goat. What's he a goat for?
You're running back.
Yeah. I mean, what most rushing yards ever, he's still the leader, which is a big fucking deal
to
me.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
You know, nowadays, running backs don't fucking last.
Two, 3 years.
Fuck, they
beat him up.
You might get through. They beat him up. Well, Emmitt got beat up.
Yeah, that's true.
Holy fuck.
That's true. That's
30 motherfucking carries a game.
You know what I think it is? The tackling. Everyone's hitting for the legs now.
Huh. I've never thought of that.
You know, because you can't target head now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different tackling game. That's for damn sure. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this shit, but thank you for the compliment. By the way, before we get going, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in. And once again, as the leader of this podcast, I'm crushed. I just found out yesterday the Nielsen Corporation made another error in my proclamation last week that we had 500 fucking listeners. It's a fractional error based on a decimal point. So instead of 500, it's actually 5.00. So we have five fucking listeners. We have five listeners globally because, you know, once again, I've been led astray.
It happens.
It happens. So anyway, I appreciate all five of you out there listening. Boy, how about this weather?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Jesus. South Central Montana right now. Ooh, God damn it. Freestones are ready to fish.
I know. I was thinking about doing some
ladies. Fuck. I mean, I brought not even the 10th of March and you know, our freestones are ready to fish. So we're going to talk about something today that you actually brought up.
Yeah.
So I, you know, your content, I appreciate your contribution. I do. Why don't you go ahead and just kind of lead what we're going to discuss here today?
Yeah. So, Montana's trying to enact a new bill, I guess you'd call it. It's HB 559. They're calling it rest and rotation.
Right. And you told me about this. I haven't even fucking heard of this.
Yeah.
I mean, is this on the lowdown?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've seen it a few places, you know, but I follow like fly fishing threads and stuff online.
Well,
so,
of course you do.
Yeah.
You're in the know.
I try to be.
I try not to be. I don't want to be. Right? So HB 559. So when you describe this to me, basically what this is a legislative proposal, which would be to change laws, okay, to limit outfitting and guiding on Western Montana streams primarily.
Yeah.
On certain days of the week.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Have you read this whole bill?
Yeah. Obviously, I didn't retain it all. But
that's
basically,
okay.
during the summer months, the peak season, they're trying to make it so you can't outfit and guide on certain stretches of certain rivers.
Yeah.
2 days out of the week. One of the days have to be a Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. And we're talking about what? The Bitterroot?
Yeah.
The Clark Fork?
Parts of the Bitterroot, the Clark Fork. The Big Blackfoot, the Madison, the Upper Yellowstone.
Yeah, right.
And some of the Flathead River.
Yeah. When I first hear this, I think of two things. I think number one of how what I think about this, just again having not read it. And an image of a customer standing in my shop and saying, "It would have been a great day if it wasn't for those goddamn guides."
Yeah. Yeah.
Something shitty like that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the industry, yo. So, I mean, even though I've never guided a day, I've got a guide's back. You know, I've said it 500 times on this media that, you know, they've got the toughest, you know, job in the entire industry. I really believe that. That's not just lip service here, right? So, I understand the volume increase on Montana rivers and streams over the last decade. That's been my era plus.
Yeah.
So I started actively fishing with the fly mid-90s. So, yeah, it was getting big then, but it has exploded comparatively.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, no comparison, right? Besides the increase of actual folks moving to the big sky country, you know, just fucking, you know, the COVID migration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Montana. Yeah. The show Yellowstone.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Shoot. I mean, can you imagine changing your fucking address because of a TV show?
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Holy fuck, that blows my mind. I mean, you know, I mean, and you know, they gloss up Montana and that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a beautiful state, and I love it, but 4 to 5 months a year, this motherfucker's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I mean, the winters can be a howling cold fucking mess.
Yeah, and the weather can change so fast.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, Montana's not easy, but I mean, I love it here. So, so getting back to this, you know, HB 559, even with the increase of use, and that's what we're talking about, and we're really talking about floaters here, right? That's what HB 559 is. You know, it probably, it may not be restricting a guy taking a dude on foot, which does happen kind of, right?
Yeah, if you're wading, you're probably on a small river that's not affected by this.
It's also kind of a decrease the number of people floating measure, right?
Yeah.
So why are they fucking targeting guides?
I guess
that's my, right? I mean, because if I'm thinking, okay, look, we got to fucking make it so that, you know, Montana, you know, Western rivers aren't as clogged with boat traffic and guide traffic, if that's what we're going to do. I don't really think that in all situations, the excess number of floaters is guides. I think it's a lot of fucking drift boats and rafts, but I mean, I would say that there's a decent percentage of just the fucking public enjoying their public use.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. I mean, right? That's when... Where I wade fish, it gets floated, it gets guided, it's a freestone, okay? I'm not going to mention it, even though I have 100 times, because, you know, somebody's going to have a shit fit over nothing.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
So this fishery gets floated. I mean, I don't see more guides on it myself. I fish it 20, 30 times a year, and that's during, you know, the guide season.
Yeah.
And I don't see, I mean, I see a lot of fucking floaters.
Yeah, I've heard it's got, last year was insane with just people floating.
Yeah, I call it the saggy tit brigade.
There you go.
Yeah, wow. That's what I call that. That's some dude rowing for his gal who's sitting there, you know, Coors Light.
Yeah.
Either got their fucking spin rod down, they're not even fucking fishing, or they're just fucking, you know, boat floating. That's what I see a lot of.
Yeah.
And so... For this HB 559 to target an outfitter and a guide, I would like to see their, whoever's proposing this, their data, that for sure the uncomfortableness of too many fucking people on a river, because that's really what this is, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's uncomfortable.
And on top of that, the guides have certain rules.
Really?
As far as river etiquette. You know what I mean?
At
least most of them.
Most, I would say.
So I floated
with a seasoned guide by the name of Del de Spain. I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but it was on, basically, when you were with Del, when you fucking are drifting by a wade fisherman, you take your fucking bugs out of the water.
Yeah, yeah, you got to give them room. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it's more than just giving them room.
I think
if you're on their side and you're in the vicinity of where they could cast to, your bugs are out of the water.
Yeah.
That's how I learned.
Yeah. Yep. That's
what I got. So that's guide etiquette right there, right? But that definitely does not fucking happen. That does not happen. I mean, I that would be the number one beef with wade fishermen over the years of me just sitting here listening to them, where they've definitely said, you know, there I was wading, doing my thing, and that motherfucking guide brought his guys right over my shit.
Yeah, right. I mean, people's lines over. Yeah,
whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that's so bad that, you know, lines are tangling, but it's close enough to make a wade fisherman, you know, react and feel like, dude, you got the whole fucking river. What the fuck are you doing on me?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's
the best way to look at it. Right there.
Well, that's the comments I get. So, I think most guides, I would give them this credit because I know these men. Okay, I would say most guides are way respectful of a situation that could impact a wade fisherman.
Yeah, yeah. Not all of them. I'll say that. But yeah, most of them.
Amateurs don't. Oh, you're on that. You know, and ignoramuses don't.
Yeah.
That's the only guide that is going to fucking really crowd a dude. And by that, I mean drifting his bugs, his client's bugs, where this guy could cast to.
Yeah.
Maybe not where he's drifting right then.
Yeah.
But where he could cast to is my thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot of this type of conflict that's out there. And that must, at the end of the day, be the core reason why somebody, you know, filed HB 559.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Is somebody had a bad experience, or their constituents have given them a bunch of complaints. But I'm going to say this right now. This is the Foul Hooked Whitey's opinion. Going to take a stand. Right? Going to say something controversial that doesn't involve my sex life. Okay? I'm against it. I'm fucking against HB 559 and for a couple of reasons. The first one is you're fucking telling people that they can't access a public fishery. Now, I say that, and there's some cats out there. There's five people listening to us, right? And at least one of them is a hater. So it's actually four fans. One of them would think that, yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, probably fuck more them. Than one of them.
I don't know. I mean, but I'll say one, right? Fuck them, because, again, these experiences. But me, I personally, I think that uncomfortable feeling that people are getting with too much shit going on a stream, a river, I think it's more public use. How could it not be?
Yeah, I think it's like 50-50.
I mean, I sell trips here in Billings that yeah. I do a decent volume. I mean, for a shop that is at least 45 to 60 miles away, sometimes 90 miles away from where we're actually getting the booking.
Yeah.
I do a lot of trips, right?
Yeah.
And work with an outfitter accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus, mine haven't like gone up crazy dramatically from year to year.
Yeah.
They just haven't. Yeah. I mean, I don't, that doesn't mean anything because I'm not, you know, a guide shop.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're saying the same amount of guys have been out there for year after year.
Yeah,
that makes 100%.
Don't think that, I mean, you know, if you, let's just go in a five-year increment between 2025 and 2020, have there been more logged, guided fly fishing trips on these fisheries than, you know, in 24 compared to 20?
Probably not.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fucking like, you know, four times, five times. I don't.
Yeah, it's a normal increase.
Fuck yeah. I mean, I don't. And sometimes with Hoot Owl, I mean, you know, this is an interesting thing. These streams are all on fucking Hoot Owl first.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know shit about Western Montana fishing other than, you know, the obvious.
Yeah, those freestones lately, they've been on Hoot Owl every year.
They're on Hoot Owl right now. I'm kidding. But they get on Hoot Owl way faster than anything else.
Yeah.
Right? So, you gonna pay $7 for a fucking Hoot Owl guided day? No.
Yeah, no.
Meaning you're fishing at 2 p.m.
Yeah, you're done fishing so early.
So my point is, these streams, to a degree, I bet you they've been on Hoot Owl every season for the last 5 years. Yeah. I don't know that.
But some of them for sure.
Some of them for sure, right? Which means there isn't any guiding.
Yeah.
At that point.
At least they're all half days.
Right? So I think what's happening is that with this HB 559, and we'll continue to talk about this. I think that the obvious thing is that, you know, the outfitting and the guides are the scapegoat. They're the scapegoat for a punching increase in folks in this state. So we'll wrap this up on our next episode. Okay. All right. Anything else, Mr. Booty?
No, I think you said it well. I agree with you. You know, I don't. I'm obviously really biased because I'm a guy.
Yeah, but we can talk though. I mean, you're being real, and you know the great things about guiding industry and the tough things about guiding industry.
Yeah,
you get it. You're in it, right? Okay, so we'll wrap it up on episode two. So that's it. Foul Hooked Whitey, Brandon Booty, HB 559, good or ugly. That's it. We're out. Peace.